Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, happy new year and welcome to my 2017 goals and resolutions, where I'm going to publicly declare to you guys the goals and resolutions that I'm going to set for myself this year to achieve on my blog, YouTube channel, and make it public to the world. Now, this is a ritual that I've done for the last 5 years on ProjectLifeMastery.com. I started Project Life Mastery in January of 2012. So this is actually the 5 year anniversary of Project Life Mastery. And the ritual that I've had every year is I publicly share my goals. And I found that in doing so, what that does is it forces another level of accountability within myself. It creates this pressure where all of a sudden, I'm not only just accountable to myself, but I'm accountable to the whole world. I'm accountable to you guys and everyone else. And it creates this pressure on myself where I have to step up at another level to actually make them happen and actually achieve them. So this has been a ritual of mine for a few years. You guys can go back over the previous years and see some of the goals that I set before back in 2012, 2013, 14, 15, and 16, and now 2017. So I'm excited to share this with you guys. And then also another ritual that I have, as many of you guys know, is my monthly goals report, where every single month I do an update on my goals to check in on them and share with you guys the journey, the successes, the failures, and the entire process. And then I also did a video, which is up on my YouTube channel as well, which is my 2016 year in review. So if you haven't yet watched that video, I recommend that you do, because I also summarize my entire year. I go over my goals, all the successes, the failures, the lessons learned. And there's a lot from last year that I'm going to pull into this year that can allow me to step up and achieve some of the goals that I've set for myself here. So I have a lot more goals than before. To give you guys an idea, I have 48 goals that I'm going to be sharing with you guys in this video. I'm going to try to go through it pretty quick. I'm going to give a bit of an explanation on some of these goals for you guys share with you a little bit about them. These goals that I have, I categorize them in different aspects of my life. So I've got financial goals, business goals, health and fitness, fun, relationship, social, spiritual, contribution, etc. I'd really try to emphasize life mastery and wanting to improve and grow in every aspect of your life. It's not just about making money. It's not just about being fit. It's about having it all. It's about having that balance where you're making progress in every aspect of your life. Because when you do that, that's when you really are going to be the most fulfilled in your life. And the goals that I have here, I got 48 of them. There's a lot of them. And I know a lot of people, believe that you shouldn't set that many goals. And my belief on that is that you don't want to set more goals than what you can handle. This is something that I've done for many years now. I've increased over the years my capacity to be able to achieve more in my life. Oftentimes, I recommend for someone that even has a hard time achieving their goals, set a small number of goals and make sure that you can commit to and actually complete those goals before you take on a lot more. Because I know there's a lot of people out there, they just want to set all these goals, but yet they have such a hard time just achieving one of them. And they get overwhelmed, and it's not what they can really handle. And so start small. As the years go by, you're going to develop more confidence in your goal-setting ability and your ability to achieve goals, and then you can take on more goals over time. Now, the goals that I have here that I'm going to share with you guys, I don't focus on them all at once. I want to make that clear. I don't focus on all 48 goals at the same time. I usually break everything down month to month, and I have a few important outcomes and goals that I'm working on for that month. And then once I knock those goals off and achieve them, then I move on to some more goals. And then throughout the entire year, I end up achieving 48 of them is my goal to be able to make all these goals happen here. So I'm going to share them with you guys. Hopefully you guys have set your goals for 2017. And hopefully you've enrolled in the 100-Day Challenge as well. That's one of my secret weapons that I've used for the last few years to actually achieve a lot of my goals. And get that motivation, that momentum, that confidence, that certainty that pulls me along to make a lot of things happen. So you can definitely achieve a lot within 100 days. And if you haven't yet joined that program, I would highly recommend you do. I'll share more details and information for you guys at the end of this video about the 100-Day Challenge. But that's something that I'm personally committing to this year, as I've done for every year, to really help make sure that I achieve these goals. So I've got 48 here. I've got my laptop. I'm going to go through them one by one. I'm also going to have a blog post that goes along with this video. So if you guys go to projectlifemastery.com, the blog post will be there. You guys can see all my goals written out. I might modify this a little bit. You know, once I publish it, I might change the language or the wording of them a little bit. They'll also have a link in the description below, somewhere in the YouTube description for you guys to check it out there as well. So if you want to learn a little bit more about it, go to projectlifemastery.com. You'll see my goals there. And then also, I will mention this. It's a little bit important. The goals that I'm actually sharing with you guys, I end up every year achieving and doing a lot more goals when I'm sharing with you guys publicly. These are just the goals that I publicly declare. But what I've found is that, you know, as you set your goals and as you go throughout the year, as the year goes by, there's always new things that come up. There's always new goals, new priorities, new outcomes, things you got to focus on, and you got to have that flexibility in your life and in your business to be able to adapt in different ways. And so what I've often found, you know, throughout the year, I might add more goals. So the goals that I have here, I might add more throughout the year, and I'll try to do the best that I can to share those and put them out for you guys as well. But I find that sometimes having too many goals can make these videos pretty long too. And so these are just the goals that I want to publicly declare to you. But oftentimes, like I said, there's often a lot more that goes into it than what you guys are seeing here also. Okay, so let's jump into it. Excited, guys. Let's jump into the financial goals first. I like to start with the financial ones primarily because, to be honest with you, that seems to be what most people are interested in is financial goals. And they're often the most impressed by that. And to be honest with you guys, the financial goals I think are important, but they're not the most important area of my life, and they're not the most important area that I believe that most people should really focus on, because what I've often said is that what's more important than money is your health. Because what good is it having all this money if you're not healthy, if you're not strong, if you're not alive? What good is it to have all this money if emotionally you're not happy and fulfilled? I know a lot of people out there, they have all this money and they make up that their entire focus, but they're miserable and they're depressed. And it's possible to be wealthy, but still be not fulfilled. What's more important is your relationships, to have someone to share your life with and your spiritual life and other aspects that I think that I'm at a point in my life now where I emphasize even more so. And I value even more so than making a lot of money too. But the reason why I'm starting off with the financial one is I know that that's oftentimes what a lot of people want. And so I'm going to share that with you guys first. I'm going to go into my business goals, health, fitness, etc. Go through the whole spectrum. But really what I want to demonstrate for you guys in this video, and hopefully you guys get this by now by understanding what my brand Project Life Mastery is really about is about life mastery, making sure that you have a life of balance, that you're growing and improving every aspect of your life, not just your finances, not just your business, but you're improving it all. Because that's when you have that balance in your life and you're growing in every area, that's where you're going to feel the most alive, the most fulfilled. So I really want to emphasize that and hopefully be a role model for you guys to focus on life mastery, because that's really what it's about. So with that being said, let's jump into my financial goals. Now, my first financial goal is to make $2 million in 2017. Now, this is the same goal that I had last year. Okay, last year in 2016, my goal is to make $2 million, and I came up $40,000 short of that goal. And I might have achieved the goal. I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to wait till my bookkeeper, my accountant goes through everything, goes over the final numbers. And, you know, I might have achieved it, maybe not. But the reason why I set $2 million again is because the financial side of my life isn't going to be as much of a focus for me, to be honest, in 2017. I'm very grateful and blessed to be in the position that I'm in to earn a lot of money. You know, it's changed my life in so many different ways. But at the same time, I had certain moments, I feel, through the last year and even years before, where the finances took more of a focus than other areas in my life to get to where I'm at today. And in doing so, you know, I had to sacrifice a lot in different areas, and I had to get a little bit out of balance in other aspects of my life too, and even in some cases create unnecessary stress and pressure on myself too. And I remember even certain points, I think last year or the year before, where I'm like killing myself over achieving a certain financial goal or business goal, and I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I creating so much stress and pressure on myself to achieve this? I'm not desperate anymore like I once was before. Like, I remember before when I was really desperate and I needed money and I was broke and in debt. Yeah, that's when, you know, making that crazy sacrifice and everything was required and necessary of me. But, you know, I got to a point in my life where I was like, you know what? I'm doing well financially. I'm not desperate anymore. I'm able to feed myself. I'm able to have shelter and take care of myself. Why am I creating this unnecessary stress when I don't really need to? And so that's why for me now, my goal is just $2 million just to sustain what I've done. You know, I don't necessarily care to really grow it more than that. It's not the biggest priority for me. Of course, you know, if I want it, maybe throughout the year, if I achieve that goal earlier, of course, I'm going to up the ante and even expand it even more to maybe $2.5 million, just kind of make a small increment from $2 million to that next level. But you know, I'm more than happy at this point to sustain $2 million a year, make sure it's sustainable in my business. What's more important for me is also saving and investing money and what I do with that money, because it's not about what you make, it's what you do with what you make. And in doing so, I can continue to save and invest a lot of money, but also maybe even take more time off. That's actually a goal that I have this year too, is to take more time off and maybe travel more and you know, have more freedom and, you know, maybe even take 3 months off. Who knows, right? But just be able to take more time off and enjoy the year a lot more and focus on other aspects. That's why I'm setting the $2 million goal again, okay? Goal number two, is another financial goal, is I'll easily have a $2.5 million investment portfolio by December 31st, 2017. And so I closed off 2016, I think it was about $1.8 million investment portfolio. I was able to invest $1.2 million last year. So a lot of money I've been able to invest with, which I'm very happy with. And of course, my investment portfolio has grown just because the market's gone up and everything too. But definitely happy about that. I want to continue that journey. I find that my investment portfolio is almost like the golden goose that you have in your life, right? And I believe everybody, you should be making money, use business and whatnot as a vehicle to make money, but then take that money and pay yourself that and invest it, right? Invest it in something that's going to be around for 30, 40, or 50 years that can continue to pay you dividends. The thing with business is the best way to use as a vehicle to make a lot of money from. You can make money a lot faster in business than you probably will from investing and just kind of waiting for it to compound over time. But with business, things change a lot, right? And so that's why what's relevant today in business 5 or 10 or 15 years from now might be totally different. And it's a little bit harder to have long-term passive income from a business. And that's why I like to take the money that I make and then invest it in stocks or maybe even real estate where that investment can then provide a dividend or a positive cash flow for me. And then for me, that is the most secure passive income because there's not much management involved in that at all. And if you're investing in blue chip companies or bank stocks or ones that are really secure, that's going to be very sustainable over a long period of time. And so that's why I really am focusing right now on building my investment portfolio. That's going to be my future. That's going to be, for my kids one day and my grandkids and change everything. So I want to emphasize that it's not what you make. It's what you, how much you earn and what you do, and what you keep from the amount of money that you're making. Okay. So those are my two financial goals. I got some business goals that I'm going to run through here. Okay, I'll easily host a Life Mastery Transformation Seminar by January 30th, 2017. So this is a seminar that I've already scheduled. It's actually happening next week in Vancouver. I sent out one email for it, and it sold out, okay? And it's actually a smaller event. There's about 30 people that are attending for it. And I'm not planning on, it was more so like a test run, to be honest with you guys. To see the demand and the feedback, and also if I enjoy it as well. But if it goes well, then I'll probably do another one again in the future. We'll see. But I'm pretty excited for this seminar. I'm actually taking all of next week off just to prepare for it mentally, emotionally, physically, and make sure that I can deliver at the best possible level for that. Putting on these events, it's a lot of work. There's other projects I can focus on that would generate passive income for me and everything else, but I'm more so doing it for the fun and the experience of it and the aliveness that I find that I get from speaking in front of an audience and making that transformation right there in the room. I find that to be very powerful. So I'm excited for this goal. Going to be hosting that next week. Another business goal that I have is I'll easily launch the Life Mastery Accelerator Program by December 31st, 2017. So the Life Master Accelerator program is going to be a monthly program that's going to be focused every month on one aspect of your life. So, 1 month we're going to focus maybe on your health. Another month we're going to focus on your mindset, your emotions. Another month on business. Another month on finances. And I call it that because I find that a lot of people, they need to be a part of something and have that consistent growth in their life and that accountability to really accelerate the process of mastering their life. And really, mastery is a never-ending process, right? It's not like you just achieve something all of a sudden and you've mastered it. You got to keep mastering it, and you got to keep consistently growing in every aspect of your life. And so that's an idea of a program that I have that I'd like to be able to launch in 2017. Another goal that I have is to launch the Life Mastery Transformation Program. And so my vision that I have is I want to have a transformation program, which will be more of an immersive program, okay, where basically it helps you master and improve every aspect of your life and transform them. And that will be kind of like an immersive program. And then the accelerator program is like a monthly program, okay? So I'd like to combine those two together and focus more on some of the self-development side of things this year and really empower people and help people improve every aspect of their life. So that's a goal that I have, which I'm very excited for. Next business goal, I'll easily publish 200 plus videos on Project Life Mastery YouTube channel by December 31st. I'll easily publish 200 plus blog posts on projectlifemastery.com by December 31st. I'll easily have at least 250,000 YouTube subscribers by December 31st and at least 1 million people per month that watch my YouTube videos. So I'm looking to grow in those areas, to put up more content, to help people a lot more for free on YouTube, on my blog, to reach more people, to get more people that subscribe and benefit from my work. Right now on my YouTube channel, I think I get around 600,000 to 700,000 views every month. So I want to be able to scale that up to 1 million views per month. I think I'm at around 152,000, 154,000 YouTube subscribers. So I want to grow by another 100,000 subscribers in 2017. I'll easily have at least 150,000 people per month visit my blog by December 31st. So I'm around, I think, 130,000 people per month visit projectlifemastery.com. I want to grow that to 150,000 per month, primarily by utilizing SEO. SEO is a little bit of a longer process to rank and everything from there, but I've got some strategies that want to implement and just the consistency of that. We want to be able to grow that this year. I'll easily host a high-level internet mastermind event by December 31st. So this is going to be a business mastermind that is going to be more a high-level event. I might do two this year, but for sure one that I'm planning in summertime in Vancouver. It's going to be something that's going to be through an application process. It's not going to be open to everyone. It's going to be a little bit higher level, maybe a two-day or three-day mastermind event where you'll be able to come over a smaller group. We'll be able to work together to build your online business and really help to grow that. So if you're on my email list, I'll probably send out details of that in the next month or two for how you can apply. Then it's not open for everyone because I want people to fill out application, make sure we're the right fit for you to be able to join the program and that I can really help you to grow your business. So that's a goal that I have, to be able to do that, which should be a lot of fun. Also, I was thinking to doing an event. I'm just kind of talking here, but I'm going to Australia this year also. So I'm going in May, and I'm going to probably put together a mastermind event there too. And so I'm thinking doing one in Vancouver, maybe one in Australia, because I know there's an audience of people that are out there in Australia. We'll see how the demand is for that, but that's an idea that I have too, is to put together an event when I go to Australia. So if you're watching this, you're in Australia, stay tuned. We'll likely to reach out to you guys to do an event there. Okay, next goal is I'll easily launch Project Life Mastery merchandise. Okay, so this is a t-shirt line that we've been working on a little bit last year that is getting ready. It should be ready pretty soon. We've been doing a lot of tests with that, and we'll probably publicly make it available in the next few months. But a lot of cool t-shirts that we put together and some merchandise. You know, last year we did the Life Mastery wristbands, and I want to do more merchandise like that to be able to share with you guys some of the branding and motivational stuff for you. So that's another goal that I have for this year. I'll easily redesign projectlifemastery.com. So this is a goal that I've been wanting to do for a while now, is to create a new design, a new layout of projectlifemastery.com. There's a few things I want to do to make it better. A lot of things I've learned for SEO, because I did an SEO audit last year. Learned some things that I want to do to better improve and optimize my blog. So excited for that. If you're a web designer and you're really, really talented, then make sure that you contact us, because we're going to be looking for someone that can help us with this project. And then the other goal that I have is to relaunch Affiliate Marketing Mastery, and I'll likely maybe do that, I was thinking, at the end of the year, the end of 2017, if not for 2018. The other goals that I have in terms of the self-development are a lot more important for me, and I want to focus on those a little bit more than Affiliate Marketing Mastery. Right now, I'm working with a lot of people that are inside Affiliate Marketing Mastery. We're doing the group coaching, the training, helping them build their online business. And so that's going to take up a lot of my time for a few months. But who knows, at the end of the year, I'd like to maybe relaunch it again if there's time, or do it in 2018. Okay, so those are my business goals. Let's move on to health and fitness. I've got a lot more health and fitness ones. This is an area of my life that I want to enhance and grow even further in 2017. I find, actually, as the years go on, I just understand more and more the importance of your health and your emotions and your spiritual life and all those other things. And so that's why I want to put more emphasis on those areas this year than any other year before. And so my first one is a goal that I usually have every year, which is to do some sort of cleanse. And the cleanse that I have that I'm going to commit to is doing another 15-day juice fast. Man, this juice fast I've done for the last 2 years, in 2016 and 15. And before that, I did raw food cleanses, the Wild Rose Herbal Detox cleanse. I've done a lot of different cleanses. Juice fast is one of the best and one of my favorite ones. The energy that I get from it, the cleansing that I get from it. If you haven't yet watched the documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, highly recommend that you do. Watch part one and part two. If you haven't yet watched the YouTube videos that I share about my cleanse and everything, make sure you guys go back and watch those too. But I find that every year it's a must. It's a must to cleanse your body, to give it a break, to allow it to really rest. And the energy you get and how it changes your life is unlike anything else. And so doing another 15-day juice fast, another important goal. Some fitness goals I have is I'll easily complete Tough Mudder with my girlfriend Tatiana, which is in June 2017. Now, I did Tough Mudder last year. My girlfriend wasn't able to go because she injured her tailbone, and she also wasn't able to do the silent meditation retreat also. And so she had a credit for it. And so she, wanted to do it this year because she wasn't able to do it last year. So I'm going to be joining her with that, but we're probably just going to do the Tough Mudder half. In the month of June, I've actually got three fitness events that I'm going to be doing. So one is Tough Mudder. That's just going to be for fun. Next is the Spartan Race, okay, in Vancouver, which is another obstacle course similar to Tough Mudder. The other one is a half marathon. So the Scotiabank half marathon, that's also in June. And I find that I really enjoy, my body really is, I'm more of like an endurance running kind of guy, I find. You know, I have a harder time putting on muscle mass, but the endurance and the running, I really enjoy that. I find that running every morning is part of my ritual. It gives me so much energy. There's been studies that have been done where, you know, when you run and you do cardio, it increases the overall blood capacity, the number of red blood cells that you have, which increases your overall capacity to carry oxygen to the brain, to have more energy. So I find these are goals that, you know, I really enjoy to do. They're good events that will motivate me. And they're also goals that, as a result, you look good in the process, you feel good. And so I'm really looking forward to these goals that I have. Another one is I'm going to do yoga once a week because I want to increase my flexibility. I want to relax, get rid of stress, things like that. I find yoga has been very powerful for me. I wasn't as consistent as I'd like to be with it last year. And so this year, I want to make that more of a priority, more of a focus for me. Another goal that I have is I'm easily going to use my PEMF mat at least 5 days a week. I've yet to do a video on this mat, but this mat, PEMF, stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field. And basically this mat, you lay on it once or twice a day for 8 minutes. There's a device you put over your head, and there's headphones where you listen to binaural beats. And it helps to get rid of pain in the body, helps to give you more energy, helps to relax you, helps to increase your focus, helps you sleep better. A lot of really amazing benefits to it. You guys can look it up if you want, but I'll do a video, more details on that. But I want to be consistent with that this year. Next, I'm going to easily hire a personal trainer that will help me stay focused, on track, and push me towards my fitness goals. And so I've had personal trainers in the past, but for whatever reason, I think because I've been traveling, like I'll work with a trainer, then I'll go off and travel for a few months, and then I won't get back into it. And so I want to make sure that I have a really good personal trainer that I work with in Vancouver that can help, you know, keep me on track, keep me focused. I really believe in coaching and having mentors in your life and people that can be on an outside looking in, be able to spot your blind, help point out the blind spots that you have, keep you on track and focused, motivated, etc., have a good plan, consistently help you measure your progress too. And I think that was something that was a bit of an issue for me for the latter half of last year, where I felt if I had a trainer that would have helped me stay on track with my fitness goals instead of having it kind of dwindle out. I'll easily do a DEXA scan every 3 months. DEXA scan is one of the most accurate forms of measuring your body composition. It will measure your body fat, one of the most accurate ways possible, better than body fat calipers, a bod pod, a dunk tank. DEXA scan will also measure the proportion of your body fat. It does a whole scan of your body. It'll tell you where your body fat is. If you have more fat in one part of your body than another, you're storing it in your midsection, your legs, your butt, whatever it is. It'll also tell you your muscle mass and show you where your muscle mass is proportioned on your body. It will also give you a bone density scan, so it'll show you your bone density. And I want to commit to that. I usually do it once. Last year I did it once, but I want to do it every 3 months because it's way more accurate and way better than just checking the scale. The scale is manipulated by so many factors, such as your water weight and glycogen and things of that nature. So the DEXA scan every 3 months will be a way of me consistently measuring the progress of my body so I can see whether or not I'm gaining or losing fat, gaining or losing muscle, gaining or losing bone density. And I've got a video that I might release on that because I actually went a few days ago and I did a little video, and we'll see if it's good enough to put up on YouTube, and it'll kind of explain the process a little bit more for you guys. Okay, I'll easily get a massage twice per month. This is a goal that I'm really excited for. I'm a big fan of body work and massage. helps to get rid of tension, helps to relieve pain in the body, helps you to increase your energy. I find more and more energy healing and massage work to be more powerful because we also store energy in the body. We store emotions in the body, and getting massages and everything is a great way to help release that and help you remove blocks that can help unleash more energy within yourself. And so massages twice per month. I'll easily get tested at least once for my live blood analysis, which is something I often do every year, an allergy test, which is also something I do every year, hormone test, and a metal test. And I might do some more testing too, but I want to really make sure I've done a lot of different testing for my body because I find that to be very important. If you can do all the tests, you can see exactly the weak points of your body, then with supplementation and with different technologies and whatnot, you can really help to work on those different weak points of your body and really optimize and improve things. So doing tests for my health, very important. Let's move on to mind, emotion, and spiritual goals. As I mentioned, one of my goals is to complete the 100-day challenge, which I'm starting right now. 100-day challenge, again, something to do every single year. If you haven't yet done it, highly recommend that you join the program. It's like $150, but if you use the coupon code MASTERY on checkout, you can save $50, so it's about a $100 program. $1 a day, 100 days. It's amazing what you can accomplish in 100 days. And the motivation, the energy this program gives you is amazing. I went through this program when I was broke and struggling, living in my friend's living room. I was sleeping on his futon. I was in debt. I had a curtain that would separate the living room from the rest of the house because that was my room. I'd only get any privacy during nighttime when I'd be sleeping, but during the day I had to open up the living room so other people could come in and whatnot. But I joined this program, the 100-Day Challenge. I didn't have the money for it, but I joined it because I knew that I needed to change my life and I was going to commit in 100 days to change everything. And sure enough, that program made a huge transformation in my life. And so if you guys want to learn more about it, if you guys want to join me, then go to projectlifemastery.com/100-day challenge. projectlifemastery.com/100-day challenge. That's an affiliate link. So full disclosure, I make a commission if you buy through that link. But I was able to get you guys a coupon code to save $50. So the coupon code that I got from Gary Ryan Blair, which is for you guys, is use the coupon code MASTERY, okay, MASTERY. Save $50. And if you email the receipt to my support team at support@projectlifemastery.com, then I'll also send you a bonus interview that I did with Gary Ryan Blair that can help you guys out there as well. So I've been through it many times. I've had hundreds of people that I've recommended to go through it that love the program too. So you can't go wrong. It's just something that can help you achieve your goals a little bit better. Okay, next goal is I'll easily complete a 30-day morning ritual challenge. So morning ritual challenge, something I do every single year. And just sticking with my morning ritual for 30 days gets you some great momentum. If you want to join me on that too, you're definitely free to do so. I've got a program called Morning Ritual Mastery. Go to morningritualmastery.com. That 7-day program teaches you how to create a morning ritual, how to commit and actually stick with it for 30 days. And it introduces you to the 30-day morning ritual challenge also. So check out that program if you want to join me in that as well. I'll easily attend a 10-day silent meditation retreat with Vipassana by December 31st, 2017. This is a goal that I had last year. Wasn't able to achieve it because my girlfriend injured her tailbone and wasn't able to sit down or anything like that. So this is a goal that I'm committing to this year. Want to make sure that I achieve it. I can't talk today. I'm stumbling over my words. I apologize. I will easily complete a 30-day complaint-free challenge. Complaint-free challenge is a great book. I think it's called The Complaint-Free Challenge or A Complaint-Free World. And I did one last year. I'm going to do it again this year. I love these challenges, guys. I love like dedicating a certain month to working on a challenge. And you know, as the saying goes, there's 21 days for you to create a habit in your life. And I like to do 30 days. And I find that by committing to a 100-day challenge, a 30-day morning ritual challenge, a 30-day complaint-free challenge, I like to have challenges like that. I find by breaking it down in a 30-day chunk, you can do anything for 30 days. Sometimes when you say, I'm going to do this every single day, it's a little bit too overwhelming for a lot of people. Where if you break it down and chunk it to 30 days, it's a lot more manageable, and you can just kind of check off each day to make sure that you're consistent with that for 30 days. And in doing so, oftentimes you keep the habit of that continues for you throughout the entire year and your life. Okay, next goal. I will easily attend a 3-day Tantra workshop with my girlfriend Tatiana. So this is a workshop I've already signed up for. It's with Satyen Raja and Warrior Sage, who I'm a big fan of. It's in Langley, and it's not a cheap event. It was a $5,000 workshop, but I'm really looking forward to it. He's the master of the things that he teaches. Really impressive guy. So I'm really looking forward to attending this 3-day event. It's going to help my relationship, but also my goal last year was to learn Tantra. I started learning it, but I thought going to an actual event, I find that's one of my favorite ways to learn. That's where the transformations, the biggest breakthroughs occur. So that 3-day Tantra workshop is going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. I'll easily attend Date with Destiny Leadership by December 31st, 2017. So I've already signed up for this event also in Australia. I've already done Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny seminar and event in 2012. Doing it again this year, 5 years later now. Doing it in Australia, so it should be a lot of fun. I'm also doing the leadership portion of it too. So I'm actually going to be volunteering at the event, and I'm going to be one of the leaders that's helping the participants on my team to have their breakthroughs and really benefit from the seminar. So I want to step more into a leadership role and be able to give back and serve a lot of people in the process. I'll easily attend the National Achievers Congress by December 31st. So this is a one-day event that I signed up for. I think it's in March. I don't remember the exact date. They have it in Seattle. They have it in Portland. I think they do it all over. But Tony Robbins is speaking. Gary Vaynerchuk is speaking. Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank is speaking. So that should be a lot of fun. I'll easily read at least 20 books by December 31st, 2017. So the same goal that I had last year. I want to keep that up, keep reading 20 books per year. Next goal is I'll easily go to church at least once a week. So I want to keep that, make that a standard in my life to consistently go to church. Some of these goals too, the challenge that I have sometimes with goals, I'm going to do this every week, is sometimes it's subject to events. So, for example, there's already going to be a conflict here, right? So going to church on the Sunday, well, I'm having a seminar next week, and that's on a Sunday. So I'm not going to be able to go to church on that day or, some of these other seminars, events that I'm going to. And so I'm not going to be able to be 100% consistent with that. But as long as, on the weekends that I don't have an event for, I want to make sure that I'm consistent with that goal because my spirituality is important to me. I don't really talk about it. I think personal preference for everybody, your religion and your religious beliefs and everything. I don't try to preach that in any way, but I believe that whatever you believe, you got to practice that. And I believe having a spiritual practice in your life is very powerful. So that's my spiritual goal. Fun travel, social relationship goals. I'll easily host a fun activity once a month with my friends. So that's a goal that I did last year. I want to keep that up too. Fun activities, events that I'm putting together for my friends. I will easily enjoy a fun trip with my family. I've got a family trip planned in February with my mom and my brother and my sister and get the family together. Should be a lot of fun. So I want to have more trips and bonding experiences like that with my family. I will easily update my relationship journal with my girlfriend once a month. So this is a goal that I had last year to do it biweekly, and we were kind of on and off with that every 2 weeks, but once a month at minimum. And by the way, some of these goals that I have, they're really just at minimum, right? So if I do more than what's here, great. If I go to yoga more than once a week, great. But at minimum, this is the standard that I have. So that doesn't mean that I'm not going to do more than what I put here, but that's the minimum of what I want to commit to. I'll easily travel to Australia. I might go to New Zealand as well. If I'm in Australia, we'll see how much time that I have. Go to New Zealand. I'd love to go to Fiji too, but Australia is the goal that I'm committing to here. I'll easily travel to Ethiopia. I got invited to go to Ethiopia because many of you guys know last year I funded a school in Ethiopia. So I got a chance to work with an organization called Imagine One Day where I'm going to fly to Ethiopia and actually volunteer and build the school and spend time with the kids and the community. And I find I love to do a trip like that every year to to give back and actually volunteer my time. I find it's very easy to give money, but giving your time is much more valuable and important, I feel, in many ways too. So go to Ethiopia. That's a goal that I have. I think that's in October, although the dates haven't been confirmed yet with the organization. So that should be a lot of fun. I'll usually travel to Jackson Hole for a snowboarding trip. So I'm going to Jackson Hole at the end of this month for a snowboarding trip. I'll easily travel to California. I want to spend more time in California because, especially during wintertime. So maybe next, at the end of the year, maybe October, November, December, I'd like to spend some time in California. And I put here at least a minimum of a month. And the reason is I don't particularly enjoy the winters in Vancouver. I find it gets a little bit too cloudy and dark and rainy. And I've learned more and more how the sun makes a huge difference in my life in terms of my energy, my mood, my productivity. Even in a lot of cases, like it gets dark at 4 o'clock and I'm shooting a video and, you know, before I know it, it's dark and the lighting and everything is messed up. And so I want to spend more time in the sun. I'd like to spend more time in California to create, networks and friendships. I got a lot of friends down there already, but I want to connect with them more and maybe eventually get a place down in California. That's my long-term vision, is to have a place in California and a place in Vancouver, be able to go back and forth. It's really close, only a three-hour flight. And so I'd like to be able to migrate down there during winter times. I'll easily attend 2 Brotherhood Mastermind trips. So this is a mastermind group that I'm a part of. We do trips every year. That's actually the Jackson Hole trip that I'm doing, but also we're planning a trip later in the year for maybe either Hawaii or Mexico. So I'd like to be able to do 2 trips like that this year. I'll easily do at least 3 photo shoots by December 31st. So I want to do a photo shoot every 3 months. Photo shoots are really great also now for this point in my business too, getting a lot of professional photos that I can use and that I can use for like social media marketing, Instagram, etc. So I know a lot of really good photographers and I like to maybe use different ones and to schedule something. And I also find when you do photo shoots, you want to look good for those too. So I find I get motivated to work out and be healthy and look good so that the pictures that I get taken can, look really good, and you can have them. You could have them on your wall in an album somewhere, look back upon them. So I want to capture more things like that and do more photo shoots. Almost done here, guys. Thanks for sticking with me. I got some of my contribution goals. I'll easily host a monthly teen mentoring session with the Project Life Mastery Teen Mentorship Program by December 31st. So I started the Project Life Mastery Teen Mentorship Group last year, and this is something that wasn't a goal of mine, but I decided I wanted to do it because in the past I wanted to be a big brother, but I found it's very challenging for me to do that because I'm always traveling, and it was hard to be local, in one place to be a big brother if I'm traveling all the time. And so I created the Teen Mentoring Group, which is a Facebook group that we have, and I do live streams, and it's a really powerful group that we've put together. Myself and a few of the members have been managing and leading the program as well. But I like to spend more time with that. And the challenge that I had last year, I was just really busy with so many things. I had so many things going on, and I had to put priority over the goals that I committed to publicly. And so it kind of took away from that. But this year, I'm making it a goal to every single month do a live stream, a coaching stream for my group of teens. And by the way, if you're 18 years old or younger and you want to join and be a part of this, then I'll have a link on the blog post so that you can join it. We've got a private Facebook group that you can join, and you can meet a lot of awesome teens all around the world. And my goal with that is I just want to be a mentor. You know, I always think back, you know, if I had a mentor when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, my life would have turned out a lot differently in many ways and would have had someone to help me to overcome some of the challenges that I'm going through when you're that young. Sometimes when you're that young, you're going through challenges with friends and popularity and school and your self-esteem and insecurities and girls and boys and things like that. And so I want to be able to help teens with that very crucial part of their life. And so if I can be a mentor and a big brother, happy to do so. I'll easily fund 2 houses for families suffering in poverty. So I want to keep up that goal. Last year, I also did 2 houses. The year before that, I think I did 1 or 2 houses as well. So I want to keep building houses. And I'm not sure where yet. You know, I built in El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Ecuador. In Ecuador, I've done it. And so I'd like to keep that up and keep my contribution going for that. I'm also going to easily fund a school in either Ethiopia or somewhere else. So I've also built a few schools in different parts of the world, and I want to keep that up too. So that's a goal that I want to at least maintain and maybe grow upon this year. But I also have a goal that I want to find some new organizations, new things that I can contribute and be a part of. I'd like to ideally even have a portfolio of a few different charities and things I'm really passionate about that I really want to support. And last year, I contributed to an organization called Operation Underground Railroad, where they put on sting operations to catch and put an end to human trafficking. Excuse me. And that was something that really touched me. There's a great documentary. I don't remember the name of it, but there's a good documentary on that too that really moved me. And so I'd like to get more involved with them maybe, and maybe even find some other organizations, other needs in the world that really need attention, and be able to dedicate a little bit my time and money to those this year also. I mentioned I'll travel to Ethiopia and volunteer to build a school. And the other goal that I have is I want to develop the habit of giving every time there's an opportunity to give to someone in need. And so, for example, when I walk down the street, I see a homeless person or someone asking for money, I want to make sure I have the habit of giving. It's not about the amount, whether it's giving a quarter or a few dollars to that person, but I want to make sure that I build the habit of that even more so. I want to spend more time in abundance this year and as a giver, and always be, you know, focused and open on that. Every single day, part of my life, giving, as you know, if I can. And again, I'm not, you know, doing it to... I'm not going to say that I'm going to give, you know, a lot of money every single day, but it's more so the habit, the act of kindness. That's really what's important for me. And I want to make sure that I do that, you know, for people that are homeless on the streets, people that I come across, you know, in Vancouver, there's a lot of them, and make sure that I cultivate that habit. And I think that, you know, I learned last year, I shared a video blog about a moment that changed my life, and it was a moment where I got outside my fear of scarcity and more into abundance. And so I'd like to spend more time this year giving more and really amplifying that aspect of my life. Okay, guys, so those are my goals, a lot of them. There's 48 of them here that I've counted. Like I said, there might be more that I add. You know, throughout the year, there's more things that typically come up, but these are the ones that I want to publicly commit to. Every month, I'm going to do my monthly goals report, where I'm going to update you guys on my progress with these goals. Some of the goals are pretty easy. Some of them are going to be a little more challenging, but I'm definitely happy with them. I think by achieving all of these, I'm going to enhance every aspect of my life. And I get excited, guys, whenever you set goals and you think about what you're, you know, the end of the year, be able to go through all this. I'm excited. Like, it just looks like such an amazing year that's ahead. Of so much growth and travel and health improvement and business and contribution, I get really excited. So I'm fired up, guys. I can't wait to be taking action on these goals and be able to share them with you guys. Hopefully I can inspire you guys in this process about what you're capable of and what you can achieve. And it's really just a matter of hard work, guys. So make sure that you set your goals. Make sure you commit to them. Make sure that you're doing regular check-ins with your goals. And I look forward to being able to share this year with you guys, and at the end of the year, be able to celebrate some of these successes and accomplishments with you. So that's it for this video, guys. Make sure you hit the thumbs up if you enjoyed it. If you guys want to share your goals, leave a comment below. I'd love to hear what some of your goals are. You don't have to share all of them, but maybe share a few of the most important ones that you want to commit to and focus on. I found that by making it public, it really pushes you and challenges you to step up at a higher level. A lot of people that are inside my Facebook groups, inside some of my courses, my products, they post their goals in their groups. And in fact, in my affiliate marketing mastery program, I make sure that everyone posts their goals so that it can be a part of a community that can push each other, but just for the accountability of that by making it public. So share your goals, commit to them, share them below. Love to hear what those are. And, that's it, guys. So thank you for watching this video. Happy New Year, and I'll see you guys again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.